Back in session with the Joint Appropriations Committee on markup. And the next budget that we were going to work on, I believe, is Agency 77, Department of ETS. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. The first unit appears on page 10, Unit 1001, IT Services.
And let me get this up and running. One second. Let me see what I've got. Okay, page 10. We are in Division 1, 000, Unit 1001. Gov's rec being made and seconded. All those in any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 15, Unit 2001, Enterprise Core Services.
Gov's rec on Division 2000, Unit 2001, being made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 21, Unit 3001, IT Enhanced Services.
Page number again?
21.
Gov's rec on Division 3000 being made on Unit 3001, being seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the last unit of this agency, page 23, Unit 3003, direct billing to departments.
Gov's rec being moved and seconded for direct billing departments, Division 3000, Unit 3003. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? I think there's a...
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask Mr. Hibbard about some vacant positions in 077. So there's position 5576, 5558, and 5507. And 4088 that appear to have 100% general fund dollars. I was wondering if Mr. Hibbard could kind of give me some background on what those positions are. It's my understanding one of them has been let.
Mr. Chairman, position 5507 has been filled. The offer was made and has been accepted, and the other ones are very close to the same, but the offers have not been made. In the case of 5507, that's the case. Then there's another thing, and I don't know if we worked this yet or not, but in the services budget, there was an error where there was two positions that were funded with the school foundation program account. It was $521,365. Those two positions can be taken.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to cut position 4088. 4088 is 704 on your sheet. It's vacant. No, I might have the, 4088. I got to follow it across, Mr. Chairman. It's been only vacant for 1 month. It's a $61,000, 100% general fund. And I also would move those school foundation positions of 5530 and 5531 for now, and then we can have a discussion on those others.
Been moved and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? And with regards to those, we didn't open any particular unit in order to accomplish that, so we're good on it. All right.
And Mr. Chairman, my only other question, if positions have been offered on those other two, and the one has been accepted. I don't know whether we want to make a run at one of those or none of those.
I would suggest it's at the will of the body. We don't have a motion. We can move to close. Been moved to close. We have a second. All those been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. ETS is closed. The next agency, Don, is corrections. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. Department of Corrections. The first unit appears on page 11. Unit 1001, prisons.
So we are a unit, or a division 1000, unit 1001.
Move Gov's Rec.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Gov's Rec being moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The motion passes. Next division.
Mr. Chairman, page 14, unit 1002. Education.
Education, Division 1000, Unit 1002. There you a second and a motion. Gov's Rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, page 17, Unit 1004, Investigations.
Unit 117, do I have a motion?
Gov's Rec,
second. Gov's Rec on Division 1000, Unit 1004. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, next unit is page 19, unit 1011, offender management.
That's right.
Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded into Gov's Rec, Division 1000, unit 1011. All those in favor say aye.
Hold on. I have discussion.
One moment. Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The governor's rec here is also a governor's letter, I believe, just wanting to understand how we'd handle this, because this is the housing inmates out of state section. It's more of a question than a proposal at this point.
Mr. Please. Chairman, Representative Walters, he actually eliminates the request in this portion. And so it will be addressed in Governor's letter, I believe, number 3. So by adopting on page 22, by adopting the Governor's rec, you are making no changes to this unit.
Thank you.
So,
Mr. Chairman.
With that, yeah, Representative Brooker.
Just a reminder, we're still on unit 1011. We haven't voted yet.
Right.
Okay.
So, been moved and seconded on unit 1011. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 22, unit 1012, out of facility inmate housing.
And so this is what you answered in the question. If we go with the Gov's Rec, then we are not funding it, and we'll address the issue in Gov's letters. So do I have a motion? We have a second. Been moved and seconded for Gov's Rec on unit 1012. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 24, unit 1018, Wyoming Department of Corrections Recruitment.
Second.
The Division 1000, unit 1018 on Gov's Rec has been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 28, unit 1019, Training Academy.
Do I have a motion?
Gov's Rec.
It's been moved and seconded for Gov's Rec, Division 1000, unit 1019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, page 31, unit 1031, Central Services.
Moved and seconded for Gov's Rec on unit 1031. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Seeing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 33, unit 1033, Health Services.
Gov's Rec being moved and seconded. Unit 1033, Health Services. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 35, Unit 1037, Secure Treatment Facility.
Gov's Rec, Division 1000, Unit 1037, being moved and seconded. Seeing no, Mr. Kocher.
I'm just curious, on this Section 323 Gov's adjustments, is that 420, is that in addition to the 576, or is that out of it?
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Co-Chairman, it is in addition. So there's about $1 million coming out of it. In column four, this is a adjustment. I believe this $423,000 was transferred to the public defender's office to accomplish. This was part of the governor's superflex from last session's budget reductions.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, and back to the motion. All those in favor of the Gov's Rec, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 37, Unit 1041, C&I Administration and Marketing.
Have a motion. Gov's Rec being moved and seconded on Unit 1041, C&I Administration and Marketing. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, noting there were no changes on the first division, we're now entering the second division, Field Services. It has six units. Pursuant to last evening, you could take this either as a unit or all six units together.
I'll take it a motion. Do we have a motion on the entire unit?
So moved. Second.
There's been a motion to approve the entire unit, I mean the entire division.
Question.
Question being called. To approve the entire unit. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carries. That's covering a little more ground.
Mr. Chairman, the next division is Division 3000, the Honor Conservation Camp. It appears on page 46. Again, there are approximately a half dozen units.
So unless there are any changes that the floor, the committee would like to make to any of those individual units, I entertain a motion on the division.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Kocher.
I was going to move the entire division. It's
been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next division, 4000, appears on page 61. It is the Women's Center. I believe there are nine units in this division. If there's, we can go through.
So unless there is any question on any individual unit, I'd entertain a motion on the division.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the entire division. Women's Center, question being called. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, page 79 is the next division. Division number 5000, the Honor Farm. Again, it has nine units.
Same.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the entire division of the Honor Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next division appears on page 93. Division 6000. This is the State Penitentiary. There are no capital construction requests associated with this. This is just
strictly
operations.
Okay. Do we have a motion on the division?
Move Gov's Rec on the division.
It's been moved and seconded on Gov's Rec on the division.
Question.
For State on Penitentiary. Question being called. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. How come we didn't do this with the Highway Department?
Mr. Chairman, the next division appears on page 112. The Wyoming Medium Correctional Institution. There are more than 10 units in this division.
So I entertain a division motion.
Mr. Chairman, move the
division.
Second.
Division being moved for the entire division, Medium Correctional Institution. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, one more point of information. This agency included approximately 120 FTE that for which the funding was removed, but the authorization for the position retains. If you wanted to adjust that, now would be the opportunity to do so. If not, that's fine as well.
Okay, next. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Wait.
Mr. Chairman, so, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion to eliminate a few positions, so I will go through those.
Okay, please proceed.
The first position, Mr. Chairman, is position 2099. It's an office. It's on page 45 of the handout.
736.
736, thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, that's an office support specialist. Basically $30,000, 100% general fund. The next position is position 4056, which is 763 on your handout. A correctional officer, been vacant 18 months.
Mr. Chairman, I missed the number on the first position. Could you tell me what that was again?
The first position, Mr. Chairman, was 2099.
I think that might be filled, Mr. Chairman. Let me see.
Oh, it does on the sheet, on this new sheet. Okay. I'll wipe that one out. So the next one was 40, and it got filled. So these were done in the meantime. So, Mr. Chairman, I guess I would move to 4087. Which is a vacant position, 776 on page 46, correctional officer, 40,452, 100%.
Mr. Chairman, there's an offer pending on that position. On the latest information that was provided from the Department of Corrections upon the JAC's request.
Mr. Chairman, does that mean Representative Summers has to drive to Rollins and fire the guy?
I'll retract that.
Any more?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I'll go to position 6109, a correctional program manager 2, 7-month vacancy, 86,000, 100% general funded. I guess that one didn't get filled in the meantime.
Mr. Chairman, and I'm just operating on the request from the JAC, the Department of Corrections. They say the offer is an internal promotion, so they've got that rolling too.
So they're going to promote to it?
Yeah, so there's a...
From what position?
Yes, right. I'd have to figure what that out. So that position was an internal promotion, so there's I could find out what that other position would be. The one that was vacated by the internal promotion.
Right.
Mr. Chairman.
Please proceed, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I think I'll leave that in my motion for now. And so, Mr. Chairman, the next one is position 6212. It was a vacant plumber, 31 months, $40,000, 100% general fund. Mr. Chairman, the next position was number 864, which is 8016, position 8016. Was an office support specialist, 2, 6 months, 31,000, 100% general funds. Mr. Chairman, the next position is position 9282, which is 923 on your sheet. It was a correctional officer, vacant 3 months, $40,000, 100% general fund.
Mr. Chairman, could you read the position number for me again, please?
Mr. Chairman, that number is 9282.
Thank you. Active recruitment on that one. I guess you already know that, though.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The next position is position 9501. It's 935 on the sheet. It's a vacant AWAC, 18 months, 41,000, 100% general fund. And finally, Mr. Chairman, it would be position 9524, which is 940 on that sheet. AWAC employee, 19 months.
What was the one before that?
The one before that was 935 on your sheet. 9501 is the number of the position. 9501. So the last one I just read was 9524, an AWAC position, 19 months, 100% general fund, basically 30,000.
So in your motion, and in the event there's a promotion or something like that, do you want to add in an editor that says that these positions or any other comparable general fund dollar position within the budget? So that they can mix and match. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I would accept that as a friendly amendment.
All right. We have a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to eliminate the positions from the general fund as described. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Now I entertain a motion to close.
Move to close.
Second.
And moved and closed. The Department of Corrections, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. The next agency is Board of Parole.
Mr. Chairman, the Board of Parole has just one unit. It appears on page 8, unit 0101, Administration.
Mr. Chairman, I move the unit and the agency.
Second.
Unit and agency has been moved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Next agency, Wyoming Business Council. Oh, well, hold on.
Mr. Chairman, in Agency 81, I'm sorry I didn't catch you before, in their narrative and in the 100 series, there was a part-time position that was reduced, but the position count had not been commensurately reduced. I don't believe this is one of the intention of the agency was to retain the position as unfunded. I just think it was a mistake in the entry in the budget book.
Kevin, you know that one way or the other?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the issue would be full-time to part-time. And that was the reduction on the dollars.
And so...
So, Don, Mr. Chairman, can we change... Do we have...
Absolutely.
...change the position count to reflect that?
And we'll just consider that to be a typographical correction. Okay. Next agency.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency is the Wyoming Business Council, Agency 85. The first unit appears on page 17 and 18, the Wyoming Business Council, Unit 0101.
There's a motion on the floor for GovsRex, I think. And a second. Any discussion? Some of us may need to look at our notes here for a second.
Mr. Chairman.
Wasn't there something we were going to do?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if you want to do it as we go by the unit or at the end of the and make a global one, but my thought here is to put the governor's endow proposal into the Wyoming Business Council. And in doing so, my thought is that he wants $2.5 million. My thought would be to take 1.25 from unit 100101 and 1.25 from unit 1610, the business ready community. So split it between the two halves of the business council.
There's been a motion.
Second.
There's been a second discussion. Representative Swartz.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure what are you talking about, the 900 series where the deduction would occur?
Mr. Chairman, I am not designating that, but would leave that for discussion to get that ironed out with all of us.
Well, I think they're just coming out of the division, so they can take over where they want. It's agenda. So, further discussion? Seeing none, all is in favor of the motion. Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, let's go back then to Unit 101 and the as amended. Please, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. Next page.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is page 23, unit 1610, Business Ready Communities.
And so that has been amended as well.
Mr. Chairman, I think it would require an additional motion of $1.25 million.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, with that, then I would offer that $1.25 million come from this section or unit as well for the endow program.
Then moved and seconded as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That'd be great because then we can do three more bills.
Exactly.
Yeah. One's good. No, that's fine. Just leave it. So, let's just do that one more time. Division 1600, unit 1610, as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Do we have a motion on the...
Mr. Chairman.
Representative...
Mr. Chairman, Sandwich. I would make the motion that we eliminate position 0860, 950 on your sheet. It's a classified position, 8 months vacancy was, anyway. $64,000, 64 and a half, 100% general fund.
Thank you.
Do we have a second? We move the second to eliminate position 0860. All those in favor say aye.
I'm sorry.
Is it both positions, 0803 both?
803.
No, she doesn't have any.
That's what I was going to ask.
No, I did not do that position.
No, okay, just.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, my motion was just 0860.
Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. Motion to close. Do we have a second?
Second.
We're moving second to close. Business Ready Communities, Department 085. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Next.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency is the District Attorney, Judicial District Number 7, Agency 157.
We have been a motion on District Attorney's District 1, Govs Rec, been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Move to close.
Move to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Next agency would be 157, District Attorney, Judicial District. Is there a motion? Been moved the agency on Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Move to close the agency. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion closed. Motion granted. Affirmed. Whatever. Next agency is University of Wyoming Medical Education.
Gov's Rec.
Is that?
It has multiple eight. Oh.
There's been
I don't know. I haven't heard about making any changes.
Is there anything on Somers while you're looking at that, if there's anything to do there? There's been a motion to improve
the Gov's Rec
on Agency 167, University of Wyoming Medical Education. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to close?
Second.
Been moved and closed by me, I guess. Anybody else?
<Still moving. laughs>
To close, UW Medical Education. All those in favor say aye.
Before you close it, I'm sorry, I was not going fast enough. It was the request for the authorization for the pharmacy program, is that the governor's letter or is that in here?
It was in the...
It's in this? Did we get that approved?
It's there.
Okay. That's fine. I just was not flipping fast
sure,
enough.
Sure, no problem. Anytime we're going too fast, everyone just say, whoa. It's the Harshman method. Whoa.
Now you're referring to the committee members, not people in the audience.
That's right, yeah. You say, oh. Okay, motion to close.
Second.
Been moved and seconded, I think. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. We are now at Agency 206. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
Yeah. Please Representative Somers.
So, Mr. Chairman, thank you. So I assume tomorrow we'll come back and there's we want to examine that list of agencies that are using school foundation dollars. To be funded by, and we were planning, I think, talking to you, we were planning to do that tomorrow, so.
I think that's correct. And so when we do that, we'll have to jump in and reopen the ones we're.
Okay. And the only other question on, in this agency right here is, I assume at the time we do the governor's letter on the coordinator position, we will have that conversation then, so there's no sense of pulling that conversation in right now.
That would be my understanding. Don, is that?
Mr. Chairman, that would be correct.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
A completely different topic. I just remembered I was talking to somebody yesterday who was listening on the Internet, and they asked that Representative Somers move the mic closer to him.
Okay.
It's hard to hear.
Need to quit laying back so far. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And they asked me to move the mic further away from me.
They didn't just say shut up. Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm back to the Department of Education. So when we go to the governor's rec, will that let us go back into the agency and address that? Oh, thank you.
Further questions? All right. That being said, let's.
Mr. Chairman, sensing the mood of the committee, perhaps by division, unless there's objection, the first division appears on page 18, the State Board of Education. It only has one unit that is being addressed. It appears on page 20 and 21. This does not include the recommendation that will be addressed in the governor's letter.
We have a motion.
Move Governor's
Rec.
Second. Governor's Rec on division 1,000 unit, or no, on the division, correct? All those in. Representative Landon.
I'm sorry to slow us down for a
That's
moment,
right.
But Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure that I understood Don correctly. This does not contain the coordinator position in this budget right here. That's in a governor's letter. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay. Further discussion? Seeing none, discussion being called. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next division appears on page 22, division number 1100, Leadership, Finance, and Information Management.
We have a motion.
Move Governor's
Rec. Second. Governor's Rec, move and second on unit 1101. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, on page 36 is the next division, 1200, Accountability and Communications.
Enter a motion. Has been moved and seconded on Gov's Rec, Division 1100, Unit 1105 or 06? That's 06. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 52, Division Number 1300, School Support and Individual Learning.
We're now doing division, school support, individual learning. Do we have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Sorry.
Discussion.
Discussion. Please proceed.
Is this under, does this include accountability and communications?
Mr. Chairman, no, that was the last division.
Oh, we were already past that? Okay.
If you have a question about it, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, on page 36.
Chairman, do we have to reopen?
No, not only if we're going to take an action.
Yeah.
I had a note, and somebody could remind me, the after-school learning centers.
My question is.
Was $12 million. And that was, does anybody else have a note about that? There was. Page 36. Yeah, section 1256 is just shy of $12 million for the after-school learning centers. And I had a note about that. There was something made me feel squishy about it.
Please go ahead.
Mr. Chairman and Chairman Burns, I believe those are federal pass-through funds from the Department of Education.
Well, then I won't bother with it. Thank you.
Okay, so then we're back to the sports school and learning on GovsRec. Do we have a GovsRec? Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. And that was the division. So.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that addressed the full agency.
Cool. Mr. Chairman, move to close the agency.
Second.
Albert, is there any other positions or this? Okay. Been moved and seconded to close the agency. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency is the Board of Equalization. They have just one unit. It appears on page 8 and 9, Administration, Board of Equalization.
GovsRec being moved on the, the Board of Equalization. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carries. We have motion to close.
Move to close the agency.
Been moved and seconded to close the agency. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency is the Environmental Quality Council. They also have one unit, Unit 0101, Administration.
Move the GovsRec.
GovsRec being moved, 0101. We have a question by Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In visit with another member of the body during our committee of the whole, he suggested this might be another area where we could take care of the administrative end of this, is $716,000, by charging a fee to review all of the permits that they review in the Department of in the Environmental Quality Council. And they review permits for water and for various things, and we're currently not charging a permit fee to do that. It may be something to consider.
And in that regard, some of the permits are very simple, some are very complicated. I don't know how you would differentiate or how you charge a fee, but so then the question is, would the JAC be interested in entertaining a bill to establish a fee? Otherwise, it would like to come from the floor. But,
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
At this point, I think it'd be ripe for an interim topic, but I don't think we have the time nor inclination to do it today or tomorrow.
So I'd entertain a motion on the GovsRec.
GovsRec.
And a second.
Second.
So a motion being made for the GovsRec for agency 220. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh. No, yeah, that was the GovsRec, so now we're ready. So that motion passes now, Representative.
No, Mr. Chairman, after we get done with this agency, then
okay.
I need to.
Okay, do I have a motion to close?
Close.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to close the agency. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Carried.
So, Mr. Chairman, I did miss one vacancy in 206 that we could look at. So,
is there a motion to reopen 206?
Let's find out what's happened with that before we do that. So, Mr. Chairman, that is position number 0132. It had active recruitment, but it's been vacant 3 months. It was a program consultant. So that perked my ears up at $58,000. So what's current on that position, Mr.? Have they accepted a position or offered a?
Mr. Chairman, the latest information I have on that is active recruitment, but I could find out if they've made an offer on that.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd move we open the agency.
That's been moved to open 206. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion carries.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would move to eliminate position 0132.
Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, contingent of it not being offered, having been offered.
As of? 2 o'clock today.
As of now.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. We have a motion to close.
Motion to close.
Second.
We're in a motion to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Motion carries. Now we are back to, that's about, yep. Yeah, let's go to the judiciary, please.
The first is the small packet. It's an individual packet, Agency 103. That's the Judicial Conduct and Ethics Commission.
Judicial Ethics or Judicial Conduct?
Judicial Conduct and Ethics. It's
103?
103, correct.
So we might put on the list the, I don't know if we can do it today, but, and I had this discussion when they presented, but to me this is something that really doesn't necessarily need to be a general fund budget. You don't want it in the judicial budget because then they're self-monitoring, but it could be assigned or directed to the Wyoming Bar Association because it's part of the process, but that's something we might bring up in front of the judiciary as an interim topic, and we won't do anything here today on it, but it would be fairly easy for them, I believe, to accomplish that, and if they can just, they can add $5 to the licensing fee, they could do lots of different ways to get there. So we have a motion on Commission of Judicial Conduct and Ethics. It's been a motion to do the agency. There's only one, isn't there?
Mr. Chairman, there is only one unit. It appears on page 7, administration.
Right. So, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Sue, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to reduce 0901 professional fees to $20,000. In the last 10 years, there's only been one time when they went over 10, and it seems to me that if there's an egregious case, they could round up some transfer and free up some funds there.
So what line, please?
0901. They have budgeted, well, 102,000, and in checking through the Wolf system, there's only one time in 10 years when they went over $10,000. So I think if we gave them 20, would be sufficient for most cases. And, you know, I'm sure there could be a transfer in case of something tragic.
I'll second the motion.
And moving to second for discussion. I thought there was testimony that they've nearly expended their budget up to 70 already, but I don't know if that was professional fees or what it was for. Don, what's your recollection?
Mr. Chairman, we do not have how much they've spent to date on that line item.
Mr. Chairman?
Their financial person is here. We could ask her.
No. It's a separate...
All right.
Bug.
Mr. Chairman.
Please.
The list that I got from, I don't remember if it was Don or Kevin or whom that gave it to me, says that they gave a report from 2007 to 2017. 2017, there's a list of expenditure of $876.95. So going back to 2007 was 1,300, and I'll just round. 2008, none. 2009, 10,000. 2011, 12,000.
Yeah, the problem is that I see is we've got 900 series, and then she's taking 901, so we don't have a breakdown of what their 900 series is, do we?
Mr. Chairman, that is the same.
Okay. All right. Been so moved. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. No. Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman, where does that money go back? To the general fund?
Does it revert?
Mr. Chairman, it would go to the general fund. It would revert if she didn't, if the motion was not successful. Given the fact the motion was successful and assuming the bill is passed as written now, that would go towards your savings on the bottom line, $80,000.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, We believe that they've already spent $60,000.
That was my recollection.
$232.97. So that's already at this point in the biennium, that's how much they spent.
So you want to modify the motion?
So much for querying wolves.
I mean, that was the testimony. It was like because they have a particular case ongoing that those funds were expended.
Mr. Chairman, I move then that we put it to $80,000.
That gives them nothing to finish the biennium.
Mr. Chairman?
We need a motion to reconsider the last vote.
Did we complete the vote?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So having voted on the prevailing side, I move that we reconsider that last vote.
Voting on the prevailing side, that is subject to reconsideration. And we're now back. The motion is back on the floor.
No, I think we have to vote on the reconsideration.
Yeah. All those in favor of the reconsideration, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Now, the motion is back on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, if we have a little bit of time, I think we can get you some good statistics on what's actually happening in that 900 series.
The testimony was that the case was still in progress, and this is for contract attorneys to prosecute the case and to proceed with it. So that being the fact and knowing what attorney's fees are, I would suggest that $20,000 may not be enough. It might be going the other way. So without knowing more, I speak against the motion to reduce it to $80,000. Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman? Just so I recall, this is one road case that's causing all this expense, and those are relatively rare, is my understanding.
Correct.
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman, I would just offer that this is going to revert if it's not spent anyhow, so rather than us tinkering with it, let's just leave it alone and let it revert if they do not spend it.
So what's the vote? What's the motion as it being reconsidered?
The
vote is to strike $80,000. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No.
Motion fails. We're now back on the voting on the unit, judicial conduct and ethics. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, actually, was
there a motion to close?
Was the proper motion to the Chief Justice's rec?
No, it was not. But it's not the Chief Justice because this is the judicial ethics and
right.
So, is there a motion to close?
Close.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Next. Mr. Chairman, the next agency is in its separate book as well. It looks like the Judicial Branch Supplemental Budget.
Agency number?
Agency number is 101, and then district courts are included in there, 151 through 140, or 120 through 142.
That's 101, right?
101 is the first agency.
I'm just opening it up here. Okay, page again. Don, what page?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, page SC8. The unit is administration in the Supreme Court.
Do we have a motion?
Chief Justice, correct?
Second. It's been moved to accept the Chief Justice's rec. Moved and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries.
Next unit for your consideration is the Law Library. It appears on SC11, division or unit 0401.
Do I have a motion for Chief Justice's rec?
Second.
No, I need a motion.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded for Chief Justice's rec on the Law Library. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Next, I would draw your attention to page SC12, the Circuit Courts. All of those are listed individually. It's Division 0500.
Do we have a motion on all of the divisions within the Circuit Courts?
Chief Justice, correct.
Yes. It's been moved and seconded for the Chief Justice Rec on circuit courts. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the last unit for consideration is the Board of Judicial Policy and Administration. It appears on page SC-27, Appropriation 901.
We have a motion. We move Chief Justice's rec. Being moved and second on Chief Justice's rec on Board of Judicial and Policy and Administration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. We have a motion to close.
Close.
Is that right? We're ready to close? All those Yeah, we did it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, on page DC-4 is the district courts. All courts are listed on a single page, agencies 120 through 142. We could go page by page or take a vote on page DC-4.
It's been moved and seconded to do all the D.C. district courts as a single unit. Division vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carries. And now we move to close district courts. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Now we can close the 101. Is that right?
You've already done so.
Okay. Then we're done. That was tough. Motion to strike Chief Executor, Executive's Office. All right, next.
Mr. Chairman, here's what you have next on the table. You could go through capital construction. You could begin governor's letters. You could move to perhaps one of the easier bills, which is the energy stipends. The other bills at the earliest won't be available until upon adjournment, meaning the Game and Fish and YDOT.
So what's the pleasure of the Senate side? Do you want to go back into session? Are you guys going at 2 or 2:30?
Mr. Chairman, we're going in at 2:15, and we're going into caucus at 2:15, so we have to be there for that. I was going to suggest to you that after we come out of that and we go back into Committee of the Whole, that we all both houses go into Committee of the Whole, that we come back here and get as much knocked out as we can.
So we won't know when that's going to be.
Well, we can find out when you adjourn. I mean, when you go into Committee of the Whole.
Actually, we could do that right now because we've got 20 minutes.
You could do what?
Reopen health.
Okay.
Let's do that. So let's go to health.
Mr. Chairman, real quick, agency 206, that position has no interviews, no offer.
Okay.
And then I made a mistake there when I testified that they had spent $67,000 on 900 judicial conducts and ethics. They haven't spent anything.
Oh.
It's all in the other object codes.
So it doesn't make any difference. So, the
move to reopen agency 48.
There's a motion to reopen agency 48.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you want to go to page 71, the comprehensive waiver.
Comprehensive waiver is unit 0458.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the we ended up last night is we did not concur with governor support, and then we added in an additional $1 million to the comprehensive waiver. Mr. Chairman, my amendment to that is that we follow governor's request and add in $1 million to the comprehensive waiver DD providers. So we would follow the governor's rec on that, and then we would add in $1 million that would be matched equally to the, and it would go to the DD providers. So,
could you explain your rationale in doing that, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So last night when we had this discussion, we pointed out that there's $4.7 million there that the governor's rec in. And although that it does affect the comprehensive waiver, what the Department of Health done to make this reduction was to take that out of reimbursement for medical services. So they're just reimbursing a lower rate on the medical services for the folks that receive medical services. And that's how they took that reduction out. It was not a cut to the DD providers. And then we're saying we would like to put in that $1 million that we done last night, leave it in there. So we'll follow governor's record, take that out of the comprehensive waivers, add $1 million for the DD providers.
Second. So it's moved and seconded to accept the governor's rec and add in $1 million. Is that correct?
I thought it was moved $1 million.
That's the motion.
That's the motion.
There's moved and seconded. The question or
thank you, Mr. Schwartz. Are we removing the $1 million we put in last night, or are we
no? The state, that remains.
So it'll be two.
No.
It will be two on the biennium next time. No, actually it'll be matched with one, so it'll turn into two.
So, Mr. Chairman, maybe let me phrase this a different way, because your point's well taken. We removed the amendment that we made last night completely, follow governor's rec, and add $1 million into the DD provider.
Everyone understand that? And it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion passes.
I thought you were going
move
to
close unit 0485.
Not to hold us up long, Mr. Chairman, but there was a little bit of confusion back home. But just to reiterate, we're going along with the governor's cuts because we've discovered that did not target exactly what we thought it did.
That's correct.
And we have added $1 million to the comprehensive waiver. That's a conversation we've had quite a bit of with regard to those 11 major providers out there. So
that's
just
correct.
So everyone out there understands, we are bolstering that budget by $1 million this afternoon. So.
Yeah, basically it's the same amount that we provided to it. All we're doing is eliminating our reduction of the governor's recs.
That's correct.
So, and then I think we've voted on that, so we need to move to close the unit.
Close that section?
Yeah, close this particular unit, 0485. So we move the second, and all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next. Representative
Larson. Let's go to the community mental health providers. And so, committee, there was some discussion from.
We're now moving to community health providers.
We're getting that page, and this is.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you are looking at page 162. Last night, I have you adding back half of the governor's reduction for a net gain of $1,765,097.
162?
162.
So there are two components. There's the outpatient and the inpatient. And this is the outpatient.
Where did we take that from last night, Don? Or where did we add back in from?
Mr. Chairman, you added back $1,765,097, or put differently, you accepted half of the governor's reduction.
And so, Mr. Chairman, my recommendation on this would be that we deny governor's rec and add back in $1 million.
And so the net effect of that change, it's been moved in seconds, so the net effect of that change is to instead decreases the deduction from the governor's rec. The gov was at 35, and this takes it to 2.5, right? 3.5 to down to 2.5? No, it's the other way around.
Mr. Chairman, my understanding of the motion, correct me if I'm wrong, is we're getting rid of governor's rec entirely, leaving them whole, and then adding $1 million.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Which would biennialize to $2 million.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that is what I said, but my head's on backwards. So we would follow governor's rec.
Follow governor's rec.
Follow governor's rec, and then add back in $1 million.
So the budget would be
Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman.
Second. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman. So my understanding of that would be the net difference would be $1.5
million.
So what I... Again, what I'm trying to do, the governor's recommendation was a total of what?
3.5.
I want it to be...
A reduction of 3.5.
I want it to be a reduction of 2.5. Leave $1 million in there.
Okay. And it's been seconded with that understanding.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Oh. We have a second on it.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the result then is that we're giving them $765,000 less than we did last night.
That is correct.
Okay.
Just trying to hold on to some of those changes we made.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Driscoll.
Little on that. We went ahead and followed governor's recs on the other three, and that's once again, these all are different departments, but they all funnel back directly into our local mental health areas. And what we were trying last night was to get enough to hold these together, particularly in these smaller counties. And I'd encourage all of us to stay with what we did last night. I realize it's some more, but without it, you very well may lose some of our mental health centers, particularly in the small rural areas. So I really encourage you to hang with what we did last night, and if we need to, we'll find something else to chop off somewhere else.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Representative Larson's motion to amend Unit 2506, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion passes.
Division.
Could we have a show of hands? All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The motion passes. Right. We have a motion to close Unit 2506.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to close Unit 2506. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. Representative Larson.
Mr. Chairman, page 174.
There's a motion and seconded to open Unit 2510. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Representative Larson, thank you for carrying the weight on this.
So, Mr. Chairman... Excuse me. So, Mr. Chairman, last night we did not follow the governor's rec. If I'm understanding correctly, we put that 12.6 back in into that. If I may just, again, just
for educational purposes. Just bring the committee's attention to the general fund in column 2, which is $70,898. And then if you will come down to the federal funds, that's $6,022,593. That's the Part C IDEA money that we receive. And so there was some discussion yesterday that says, do we have to put all of the money back in to get those federal funds? What we cut out, that $4 million, that 4.9 plus the 6 plus the 4, has really nothing to do with matching federal funds. What it has to do with is we decreased our funds that we put in and put us in violation of our maintenance of effort. And so in order to put us back in compliance with maintenance of effort, we would have to put all of that money back in. So the discussion that exists out there is, if we're not in compliance, how do we approach that? We're leveraging $70 million to get $5 million. Department of Health today pointed out specifically that the community development centers have yet to feel the impact of the cuts made this spring. It's about 13%. It was a pretty healthy cut. In fact, one of the bigger cuts made in the Department of Health. And they've yet to feel that because they received the federal funds already this year and they haven't received them for next year. And that's what's going to whack them in the head. There has been some significant discussion between the Department of Health, the Labor Committee, and the providers on how we address those federal funds, because we're leveraging a huge amount of state funds, both in C and in B, for a pretty insignificant amount. I mean, $5 million is not insignificant, but when you compare it with everything, it's a lot. And I think the department is inclined to try and work with the federal agencies to try and work out, due to our current economic situation in the state, to address that. So, long story short, I would like to remove that motion that we made last night and put $2 million of that, instead of putting the $12 million back in, put $2 million back in.
Second.
$2 million of general funds?
Yes.
So, please proceed.
Just for clarification, on my notes, I had us putting 6.7 back in last night.
So we're going from 6.7 to 2.
Right. I thank you for the correction. That's correct.
Further discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that in interest of time and possibly looking at a round robin, I think I'll just say that I'm not sure, and I'd like to maybe get with the Department of Health, and is that all of the federal funds that, first of all, and I'll check this later, but, you know, certainly the thing that I'd ask people to consider is, you know, we had a management audit on the CDCs, and the CDCs operate like a school district. And they have to hire teachers. They have to hire specialists. They need speech therapists. They need physical therapists. And we've always tried to keep them and maintain a level of funding in so they could compete with the school districts. And we have dramatically cut them, and they're not going to be able to, to survive with the competitions. They're already short speech therapists and physical therapists. And, you know, irregardless of whether we're, and I'm not sure I'd characterize it as we're spending X amount of dollars to leverage some federal dollars, we are spending state dollars to provide the early intervention and treating them, you know, somewhat like they're like just basically like a school district, Mr. Chairman. They have the same needs and the same issues that the school districts have. trying to hire teachers and people. So I don't know what else to say. I mean, their own commentary in the budget book says that, you know, they're going to have major cuts. Management audit shows that we don't support them and give them the resources we need, and this is still going to be a dramatic cut, and I'll probably continue on with it during round robin. Thank you.
Appreciate your comments, Senator Hastert. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to reduce the previous recommendation of 6.7 down to $2 million, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Division being called. All those in favor, please raise their hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Motion passes. Motion to close.
Second.
It's been moved and closed to close Unit 2510. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. So,
yes,
motion to close Department of Health. Been moved and closed to close Department of Health. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's right. We're
closed. And we'll be in adjournment till recess till you get a hold of me.
Right.
When we go back into Committee of the Whole, we'll come back down here. Mr. Chairman, yeah. Get this whole thing whipped out.
Representative Larson.
Mr. Chairman, yesterday we had one other discussion on Department of Family Services. It concerned an amendment that Representative Walters made compared for child care. Remember, we talked about cutting that one, I think it was like $12 million to, we was going to whack it in half by six. Chairman, you made a motion to maybe we ought to just do it by a million, but then you asked me to look into that. I visited with Department of Family Services. Their Chief Financial Officer, Nick, is here. If it pleases, I think we probably ought to get his explanation because it certainly does have implications.
They've got a caucus at 2:15,
okay.
So we've got to do it after when we get
okay.
Back.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Well.
Okay, so we've got our votes coming on.
Of course. That's
right. What made you think of taking our money out of the
funding on the bids?